I really liked to read the one of the short stories named The Nightingale and the Rose of Oscar William Wilde. Have you ever have a chance to read that short story? This is a beautiful story. You know, I hate books, especially big, thick books. So, but I'd like to read some short one and something meaningful one. So that's why I try to pick like little. If so, I pick the books or maybe just about a couple of pages that enough for me because my mind's not that focused too much on the thick book. And so that's why philosophy or theology is not good for me. And so I read a little short story like that. And the title is called The Nightingale and the Rose of Oscar William. That's a good book, and I recommend it. You know, they talk about the nightingales. You know, this is a young student. They have a young student, went to the prom, the dance at night, where his girlfriend promised to dance with him all night if he can have the red roses on that dance, so that's when she will dance with him. But unfortunately, this is a time that he looked at around the garden. He cannot find any red roses in his garden. And he feels sad about that. He sits at the windows and continues to complain about it. And maybe it's, how can I find red rose? He longs because he really loved and really looking for this girl and longs for the dating or maybe dancing all night with this girl. So, but the problem is he cannot find the red roses. Next to his window, they have the house of the nightingales. These birds always sing beautiful songs. Every time this guy walk up and open the window, he always hear this song, the sounds of these beautiful sounds of this nightingale. And this nightingale heard the sound of his problem. It hears all that, and it wants to help this guy. And so that the nightingales want to go and find the red roses for this man, this young student. And so she go and she asks one bush, she said, oh, too bad, we are the yellow rose, we're not the red rose. And she will find another rose and she said, okay, can you bird up with the red roses? But the other said, no, unfortunately, we are the white rose, we're not the red rose. And finally, eventually, the nightingale finds the red rose tree. But the problem is because the winters kill all the birds and everything, so she cannot rose the red rose in time for now. But the red rose said, maybe a miracle happen if you can sing, put your throat next to the thorn of my red my rose, so that when you sing it, maybe that your blood can come out and make miracles. Who knows? But because the nightingale thinks about these young students, so she wants to do that. She put her throat right to the, and stick that thorn right to her throat. And after that, she keeps singing. And after that, the thorn touched to her throat and peace through her heart. And after that, the blood coming out. Yes. And miracles happen. The red roses will bloom up that tree. Unfortunately, the night after that, when the young student opened the windows, and the next day he saw the red rose already bloom. It's a miracle, and he took it. But he forgot on the ground that the dead nightingale there. And after that, the story ends. That means when he took the red rose to the dance and presented the girl, and unfortunately, the girls refused to dance with him because she got another deal from other guy. And after that, because out of suffering, out of anger, the young student threw away the red roses so that the red roses would tremble under feet by others the next days. When I'm thinking about story like that, I'm thinking about the reading, in the first reading in the gospel today. Isaiah mentioned about the servants. He never mentioned the servants with great, mighty servant, but this is suffering servant who are willing to let others to cheat and to all do all the harm to them. Especially when Jesus revealed himself as Messiah, Peter thinking of Messiah should be powerful, But no, Jesus is Messiah is like a suffering servant to offer his life to others. I'm thinking, I link to that to the story of the nightingale. You know, love is a freedom to let go and sacrifice that person for the one maybe they don't even appreciate it. Thinking about that. God sent Jesus to be Messiah, the one who wants to save us. He willingly to save us out of his love for us, for our benefit, not for God's benefit. But the freedom of love is to let go at even his own life. That is how the love of God is about, to sacrifice and love to the end. That is one, that God's love for us. You know, if we look at the story of the nightingales, we can see that the girl's problem, we can see the boy's all that. But if we put ourselves into that perspective, sometimes we say, God loves me out of his freedom. Sometimes we not appreciate it. We can compare that, oh, that red rose is not valued in all the earthly things. Maybe the salvation of God I won't see right now, but I will look at the bad, the dues in this world, more than just the salvation and the love of God. Maybe we are little young students who were faced with challenge and suffering, maybe frustrations in life, and we not appreciate the love of God for us, and we throw it away. You know, this is all it's about. I think the story is something foreshadowed about the life of us when we deal with the love of God. God is, he never angry with us. Like the nightingale, if she knows that after her death and their roses already not bring any value, what happened to the nightingale if she's regret to do it? What do you think? That's the beauty of the story. The authors open wide the conclusions, the end story. He never make the end story. But we are the one who jump in and say, if I'm the nightingale, if I know that these young students and that girl never appreciate my red roses, why I have to sacrifice my life for? But God knows that too. God knows that we are not perfect. God knows that one day we are not faithful to his love. But he never regret to offer his life for us. That is about God. But maybe about us. When we see that, we experience God's love for us and his sacrifice for us. How we respond to that? How we respond to God's love? And so love is an action. That's why St. James said to really clearly, don't say by words, because with love it's so easy to say. When you say faith need work to back it up, show me your word and I will show you my faith. See that? That is how faith and work and action are go together. You cannot say to me, I love you, but we didn't prove it by your action, right? You agree with that? Show me your love, baby, and I know. Just show your actions so I can know that your love to me. Same thing. Maybe this is sometime that we ask the Lord, say, Lord, love me so I can experience. And the Lord say, this is how I prove my love to you. Nothing I can give anymore except I already gave all my life to you already. How about you? Because love is two freedom of two ways. One is give, one is take, but also the other have to give as well. If you say you love God, prove it.